I think it is a real joy and privilege and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We're thankful for God's precious love. We appreciate His infinite wisdom, His understanding, and His mercy toward us. I realize, I've said many a time, if I got what I had coming, I'd already be burning in hell. I'm glad He saved me and had mercy upon me and helped me when I couldn't help myself, and forgive me all my sins and wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be blotted out. What a blessing, what a joy, what a privilege it is to know Him as your personal Savior, have the free gift of eternal life, and know when you leave this world, be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. I'm looking forward to seeing Him and being with Him and having my transformation of my body. I've already been changed on the inside. He operated on me 39 years ago, gave me a brand new heart, a new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. That is the operation of faith, and faith came by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God was preached to me. I believed what I heard, received what I heard, and it fell on the good ground of my heart, and it was sprung up out of me and brought forth a new birth. I was born again a second time, which is the Lord from heaven. God had mercy upon me and cleansed me and forgave me, washed me and purified and sanctified me, and then took up his abode in my heart, that is, in the heart of my soul. He now lives there. He's been living in me for 39 wonderful years. And on the inside of me, it's wonderful and good and precious and pure. That'd be where he dwells. That's because of his dwelling there. And the new nature he's put within me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The outside of me, this old man, this wretched man, this fleshly man, I'm in a constant warfare, a constant battle every day that I live, and so is every other human being. We all, like in nature, have a depraved, fallen, Adamic nature. Sinful nature, this flesh is depraved from top of the head to the bottom of the feet. The Bible said man in his very best state is altogether vain, vanity. We're wretched and vile, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. He's not a just man, not a good man, but all the face of the earth, there's none that seeketh after God, no, not one. The Bible said we've all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity. It was all upon him, and only by his stripes can you be healed. The healing balm, the chief physician, the Lord Jesus, has got to operate on your heart. The operation of faith. And I got operated on inside about 39 wonderful years ago. Something spectacular, wonderful happened to me. He transformed me, changed me, quickened me, and made me alive. Brought me out of darkness and brought me into his eternal light. I am what little bit I am this afternoon, only by the grace of God. And the good part about me, we're certain if there'd be any good about me, it'd have to be Jesus. But Paul the Apostle, Paul, the greatest preacher, the prince of all preachers, said this statement in one of his epistles, his letters, in the book of Romans, that he talked about, that he said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He knew that he was vile, his sinful flesh was undone and no good. He said, "O wretched man that I am." Not that he used to be. He didn't practice sin, willful acts of sin. He didn't run after sin. He was running a race. He was fighting a fight. He was keeping the faith. He was doing what God wanted him to do. He planted everything that's done, that's waste, that's nothing concerning the Lord's will. He put everything aside, laid everything aside, and pressed on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. He lived for the Lord Jesus, but he realized and recognized how wretched, how capable his old stinking flesh was to commit sin and wander from the God that he loved. And so he had the day to crucify, mortify, put the death to deeds of the body, and strive to perfect wholeness and the fear of God. We all have a battle going on. The Bible said, "Inner man's warring with the outer man." There's a flesh against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, so that you can't do the things that you want to if you're not divinely inspired. God Almighty, beloved, even after you're saved, has got to help you and shape you and mold you and fashion you after the good pleasure of his will. And of course, you've got to yield yourself. He's not going to make you do anything, even though you're saved. When you got saved, you had to come to him. You had to realize you're a sinner. You had to repent. I'm talking about really get godly sorrow. Not sorrow about sin catching up with you, but sorrow that you sinned against God. A broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's all you could bring. That's all you needed to bring. The Bible said the sacrifices of God are broke heart and a contrite spirit. A sacrifice that God will not despise. He'll accept that. Wash you and cleanse you, make you brand new old inside, and put you in newness of life. And you'll just simply, when the Word of God preaches to you, repent. Repentance means turning away from and giving up and dying to your stinking rotten self. Crucifying this old stinking flesh, dying, beloved, to the sin of the flesh, and coming to him just like you are, pleading his blood, begging his mercy, seeking his faith, and calling on him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. The Bible said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, that's not tongue-in-cheek like some of these folks do, and they giving the Romans roadmap and step for this and step for that. Well, that's a bunch of foolishness. The only way you can get saved, beloved, is just by simply hearing the good word of God. It's pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And, of course, you have belief or faith by the word of God. And when God deals with your heart, all you've got to do is just, of course, hear the word of God, all right, and then receive the engrafted word with meekness, which alone is able to save your soul. You must genuinely repent. Repentance means turning away from, and, of course, giving up all your fleshly desires, all your sinful habits, and come to Him and beg His mercy, seek His faith, and be sorrowful that you sinned against God, a broke heart and a contrite spirit. God have mercy, that's what you need to say upon me, a sinner, not tongue in cheek, beloved, but really want forgiveness of sin, want Him as your personal Savior, as the Lord and Savior of your soul. And when you've done that, and you've sought Him with a whole heart, the Bible said He'll be found of you. I'll guarantee you, when you get saved, I guarantee you, your life will never be the same. The Bible said, therefore, if any man, that's mankind, be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. I know that to be a positive fact because I've experienced this marvelous, amazing, wonderful grace of God that appeared unto me 39 wonderful years ago, made me brand new on the inside, put me in newness of life. The old things in my life passed away. All things become new to me. My drinking, my smoking, my gambling, my cussing, all the things I was accustomed to and that I practiced and was involved in and lived in, when I got saved, I didn't have to quit those things. They quit me. Brother, the desire was gone. I had brand new desire, brand new nature. I had God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's a blessing. It's a joy. What an honor it is to know Him as your personal Savior. If I got what I had coming, I'd have went to hell, but God had mercy upon me. My mother, God bless her, she prayed over me and over my brothers and over my dad. And my dad got saved when he was about 64, 68. I'm getting out exactly how old he was when he got saved. With her prayers, I labored over him, and he got saved. And of course, I got saved when I was almost 23 years old, and my other brothers, they've been saved. And God, I believe in household salvation. The Bible said if we're faithful, God is faithful, and reward of them that diligently seek Him. Now, He don't owe anybody anything. We're the debtors. We owe Him. But God does reward, beloved, faithfulness. If we'll just be faithful and pray and labor, the Bible says He that goeth forth weeping, laboring, and of course tears of compassion and concern and fervent effectual prayers. If we that goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed shall surely come again rejoicing, bringing in the sheep. If you don't labor, there'll be no harvest. Beloved, we've got to labor out in the highways, the byways, the hedges, and beloved, out in the field because of what? And ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. God have mercy to so many pitiful people, beloved, and they're on their way to hell, and most of them don't have a clue about where they're going. Nobody has ever took them into prayer. Nobody has ever really labored over them so they can be preached to, testified to, witnessed to, under divine inspiration, and come themselves and see themselves as a sinner. You only can see yourself, beloved, and really know who you are, what you are, where you're headed through the preaching of the Word of God, because the heart of the stinking flesh, Jeremiah said, the heart of flesh is deathfully wicked and deceitful above all things. He said, who can know it? The Lord said, I, the Lord, know the heart. Try to reign, search the heart, give a man according to the fruit of his doing, beloved. Only God Almighty can make known to you the very sick intent and thought of your heart. That's what the Word of God does. The Bible said the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and gives discernment of the very sick intent and thought of one's heart. You don't really know yourself like you think you do. I've heard people say, of course, they mean well, and they're innocent in some respect as to what, when they say this, they say, well, if I know my own heart, I wouldn't do so-and-so, I wouldn't do so-and-so. Well, they don't really know how desperately wicked the stinking, old stinking flesh is. But they probably are good people, so far as good-natured people is concerned, so far as justification is concerned, there's none good, not a righteous man upon all the faith here, we're all are sinners. That's why Jesus died, was for our sin. But just according to nature, they've got a good character so far as being a good-natured person. And they mean well. They say, if I know my own heart. Well, they don't really know their own heart. You don't know yourself, beloved. The Word of God reveals unto you the kind of shape of a person, the kind of human being, a fleshly man that you are. all said in you, because he knew the word of God, and God made it known unto him. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, I with my mind, the mind that Christ God gives you, when you get saved, serve the law of God. But really, he said, but with my flesh, the law of sin. Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is, in my flesh. How wretched, how vile this stinking flesh is. Brother, and I know about it. I know how vile it is. I don't try to fulfill it nor run after it. I'm trying to run a race and fight a good fight and keep the faith, brother, that's set before me, the race that's set before me with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I know the good work he began in me, he's going to finish that. I'm not worried about trying to hold on and hold out. I'm not worried about, brother, losing what God gave me. I get eternal life, and I'm not going to ever perish. No man's able to pluck me out of this hand. That's what Jesus said. If he said it, that'll send it to make it so, and it is so. I'm saved eternally, despite what folk may think about it. Beloved, listen to me. You're not saved by being good or doing good, and good works can't save you. Out of works, the Bible said, lest any man should boast as a gift of God for by grace through faith are you saved. Beloved, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if no work can save you, a good work can save you, there's certainly no evil work can unsave you. You're not saved by works, beloved. You're not saved by works. You're saved by the grace of God. And of course, that's an unmerited favor, something you don't deserve, something you can't obtain within yourself. God commends his love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus died in our place. He is, Fred, God, my righteousness. I'm glad that I'm clothed in him. His righteousness, his love, his mercy, his tenderness, his compassion was manifested toward me when he washed me and cleansed me in his own blood. And I got the wedding garment on, praise God. I've been clothed in his righteousness. And I belong to him. What a blessing. What a privilege. What an honor it is. I'm going to heaven. Going to live forever in heaven, beloved. I'm looking forward to heaven. I really am. I mean that. I love it down here, how blessed it is, how good it is to be a Christian, have the joy that I experience in my heart, my life, have the blessing that he gives that goes along, the peace and the tranquility and all the other things, how wonderful it is. I'm enjoying that, but heaven will exceed all the things that I've experienced in this life in him. It's going to be a wonderful place filled with God's goodness, glory, and grace. Song says, I'm so glad that it's real. Yes, sir, I'm saved, saved, saved. Saved by the grace of God, kept by the power of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible said, unto the day of redemption, praise God, I'm eternally saved. And if you're saved, really born again, you're saved as well eternally. God don't have a 36 and a 90-day plan. Yeah, I mean, it's free. It's without price, without money. And when you got your drink out of well-living water, but God has satisfied that hunger on the inside. And you see, determine where you're going to go forever. It's already been established. And if you're saved, you're going to heaven. If you're unsaved, you're going to hell. And see my time go right to us. Pray for us. God bless you as I'm praying in his name.